Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
This is a season of visitation. I don't know about you guys, but I've had some experiences with the Lord like I've never had before lately. And it's just the kindness, the sweetness, the gentleness, the love of God. Just showing up and saying, you know what, I love you so much that I gave everything for you. I gave it all for you. But he gives us a choice. We don't have to follow him. We don't have to obey him. We can if we want to. And he promises that it'll all be worth it. You know, I heard Lord saying, it's time to grab the bull by the horns, okay? It's time to pull out all the stops. It's time to quit messing around. You know, it's like we tend to focus on the things that don't matter, and they occupy us so much that we miss the things that really matter. And I just really feel like God is saying, this is a special season. Open up your heart, open up your spirit, pull out all the stops. I just see this dam, and I see this dam breaking, and I see this flow coming. God is saying to his people, he's saying, rise up above the noise. There's so much noise going on. It's so easy for us to get caught in that noise. And here God's saying, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. And I just feel that God is, he's unfolding something. He's not just opening it up. He's unfolding it. A little bit of time, it's like, do you want to see what's next? Do you want to see where we're going from here? Do you want to see what the next level is? Take your eyes off the things that distract you, says God. So many things distract us. So many things vying for our attention. I saw a sign on the way here today. It said, Christmas is not in a store. You know, and I'm like, it's so true. John was right on, man. This is a season of visitation. This is when Jesus came to earth. We celebrate. He gave up everything to come here. He could have been born a king, but he was born a servant. And that's all he's asking from us, is to just serve, to love others. When we get to heaven, people are going to ask us, or Jesus is going to ask us, he's going to say, did you learn to love? Did you learn to love? Not, did you accomplish this? Did you read this? Did you read the Bible 27 times all the way through? He's going to say, did you learn to love? Nothing wrong with reading the Bible all the way through, okay? But just remember this, you ain't seen nothing yet. There was a video about a little baby elephant and this big old wildebeest bull thing with horns come up and was messing with it. And the mama elephant saw that. I don't know if you guys seen that video lately. And that mama elephant said, uh-uh, okay? That elephant, that's like God. And we're the little baby elephant, that's like us. We're his kids. And that bull's messing with us. And that's what I'm saying. Grab the bull by the horns. Don't run from it. I thought of that video. It's like, grab it by the horns. God has got our back. He has got our back. So be encouraged. These are amazing days to be alive. Don't waste a minute of it. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. Because God is for us, not against us. And if he is for us, who can be against us? Amen.
I'm just going to take an offering real quick. Lord, we just thank you for an opportunity, Lord, to worship you through giving, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, I thank you for each and every penny that comes in, each dollar that comes in, Lord, for the furthering of your kingdom in this region, God. We give you thanks, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you thanks, Lord, for what it is that you want to do through this offering, Lord. We give it to you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ. Let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the glory. He cried as the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Awesome. Team, why don't you guys come on up? We're going to do our stage ministry. You guys can have a seat.
I just wanted to say a few things here before we get started. You're going to maybe receive a prophecy from up here on stage right now, or maybe we're going to give opportunity for you to come up and get a two-minute prophecy at the end, so anybody who wants to can get prophesied over. And so we wanted to just say a few things about, so if you get prophesied over, what do you do? How do you make the best use of it? What are some do's and don'ts and just some things like that? So the first thing, a don't, would be don't make any major life decisions based solely on a personal prophecy, especially concerning things like marriage, jobs, or moving. So you can get a prophetic word, but if it's something major, God's going to confirm it through people, through other things. So don't do something on one prophecy, get up and just take off, okay? God's great about confirming his word. And then if it doesn't sound like hits you or this doesn't resonate with you, just set it on the shelf. Don't necessarily think that the guy speaking had it all wrong. It could be for a later season. So don't get all worried. If it doesn't, just set it on the shelf, think about it. And there might be a time when it'll really be what you need. And then I'm going to read a scripture from 1 Timothy about Timothy and his prophecies. And this is what Paul told him.
You getting something? Anybody? You locked in?
My book turned. Hold on. This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage a good warfare. So, a prophecy is a weapon. You can use it to wage warfare. And if, how would I say this? I just want to encourage you to learn to prophesy, because you can all prophesy. It's awesome. It edifies those around you. Timothy obviously had more than one, because Paul said, the prophecies that have been spoken over you. So God loves to speak. I like to think of it like God is a son. In fact, Psalm 84:11, my favorite verse, the Lord God is a son and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. He's a son. In other words, he's always speaking. He's always talking. Just like the sun is always shining, God is always speaking. Okay, all true prophecies are conditional. In other words, it's God's words, but you're going to have to respond to God's words. It may take faith. It may take waiting, but you need to put yourself in the right position, okay? So it's got his part and your part. So don't forget your part. And then just to say that God will be faithful to his word. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said, and will he not do it? Has he not spoken, and will he not make it good? So with those exhortations, we're going to turn the team loose on you guys tonight.
Right up here. Aaron, why don't you wave right out of the box. Aaron, I just sense that you're in a season where the Lord is saying, Aaron, come at my speed. And you're thinking, oh man, I'm in a Lamborghini. Lord, we are going to go. But I see you get on a horse. I see you get on a horse and you're like, Lord, I am never going to get there. You know, what is up with this? You know, and the horse is kind of clunky. It's not really listening to you, you know, and you're going a lot slower than you thought.
But all of a sudden, you go by a mountain scene, and you see this majesty of a mountain scene. Then you go by this incredible creek, and you would have never seen those things had you been in a really fast car going faster. So I feel like the Lord is wanting you to, I just sense, to slow down and to look for him in all kinds of things. That he wants you to go at his speed, and that's between you and him of whatever that is. But I feel like he has some things for you to see. I feel like there's some really things of beauty, and I feel like this is a season for you to take it all in around you, that you don't miss a thing. I feel like the Lord doesn't want you to miss a thing. So it's kind of slowing down, and I saw the horse go off of the beaten path, and you're like, you know, here's a worn path. You know, you're trying to get the horse to this worn path, but I just see you go off the beaten path. And so I just feel like it's some unconventional ways that the Lord is wanting to show you some things in this season at the speed of his choice, and to be able to not miss a thing that he's doing this season. Amen? Amen.
Can you hear? Okay. Little drummer boy, drummer man. I don't know your name.
Josh.
Josh. Yeah. I heard little drummer boy. I heard, you know, and I saw you beating the drum. I just sense that you're in this season right now, that you're just like pedaling forward. You're on fast pace. All right. It's just like the sense that you have just a real intense passion for what Jesus wants in your life right now. It's like you're seeking really fast and furious. I feel fast and furious is who you are. It's like that's your drumbeat of life, man. It's like whatever you're doing, it's like in your job, in your family. I just feel like there's this fast and furious pace. And it's a good pace. It's a good pace because it's like the Lord is revving things up for you. It's like he's bringing you into something that's going to just like open up. This breakthrough thing that we've been talking about tonight is definitely for you, Josh. And so I just believe that God has some great things coming in store for you in the next real close season. Real close. Really, really close season for you.
Amen. Amen. All right. Okay, the gentleman back here, just rub your nose. You have the clear, that's you. What's your name, sir? James, okay. James, I heard the Lord say that don't trust in shortcuts, okay? And, you know, I think of the scripture where it says that anything that's gained quickly is usually lose quickly, you know, when it comes to especially financial matters. But I heard the Lord saying it's worth the hard work. It's worth the effort. Don't try to take a shortcut, okay? I hear God saying to trust your gut, trust his spirit inside you. I just really sense there's ideas and there's some things that are just see like wheels and gears turning. There's some ideas and some things that have been going through your head. And I hear the Lord saying, son, know that I put those there, okay? And I just really hear him saying that you're entering into a season of fruitfulness, but it's going to take hard work. You know, my dad used to always say that anything in life that's worthwhile is going to take hard work to get. There is no free lunch, okay? And if it is, it's usually not very good lunch. But anyway, but I just really feel that the Lord is doing a work, and I hear him saying that it will be worth your effort, okay? That it's something that you're going to have to buckle down. It's something that you're going to have to focus on, put your attention on, and I sense that you already know what it is, but I feel God that God is, there's a season of favor that's coming on you, that God is going to develop some things out of you that is going to make an impact. So here, I hear that phrase, deep impact. I think it was the title of a movie too, but I hear the Lord saying that the impressions that you leave and the tracks that you put down are something that are going to last. You're building something. He's building something through you that's built to last. It's not going to be something that's going to fall apart or it's going to lose its luster, but it's something that's going to maintain. It's going to keep going, and it's going to be prosperous, and many people are going to be blessed through it. So, amen.
Gentleman in the front row with the beautiful long hair and the beard. What's your name?
Paul.
I had this picture of you being on one of those extreme wilderness shows where you've got your machete and you're just knocking stuff down and you're one with nature and you're having a blast. And I saw you come out of what was like a jungle into a desert place. And you're like, oh, this isn't that fun. I really had fun back there in the jungle. And I feel like there was a season in your life that was past where you went through a desert place. But I see that God now has given you this unique favor to never return to the desert. And I see that as you're doing this TV show, so to speak, or back in the jungle or in the thrills of it, God is promising you that I will never take you back to that wilderness. And I see you just rejoicing. I see you being able to minister to other people because you have that favor of being there and overcoming. And so I want you to be willing to even possibly bless people in that. Bless people in their wilderness time to come out of it in God's timing, to pray them through it, so to speak. And I see that the joy of the Lord is your strength in that and through that, that it's just very easy. And that it will actually flow like as an anointing, where you can just touch someone and pray for them and help them out of their desert season because you walk with the machete of the Lord, having a lot of fun in the jungle.
Amen.
The guy in the back in the fourth row on the right-hand side in the Old Navy gray shirt. What's your name? Ron? Ron, I saw the word in the letters and of 180 that you've made a right turn, and it's a 180-degree 80 turn that you've made. And it's in the right way. And I just see the Lord is in, you're having in a resting place right now. That the way that you've turned is definitely on the right path. And that in this path that you're going with the Lord, I say he's having you rest. And it's in this resting place that you're in, and I see the Lord is making you a character, building a certain character in your life that you've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and you're asking the Lord, is it time for me to go? Is it time for me to take the step that I need to do? And the Lord is saying, rest. Rest in me, trust in me, that I am there, I am with you, that this time I'm building you, raising you up as a man of God, as a David, the one that's after his own heart, that he's making you listen to him, trust in him, and in this time he's making you a mighty one that's listening to him, that this time, that this character that he's building you, Ron, that it's going to be like a David, that with the sword that he's going to give you, but at first, what the Lord had at first was a slingshot for you. That the little things that you thought were, the big things that you thought were big, but they're really small in the Lord's eyes. That the things that you were like, I can't take this on, but what does he do? He gave you a slingshot to make those giants fall before him.
Okay, the guy, the gentleman sitting immediately on the right of Old Navy, got a blue-gray shirt. You just turned around. What's your name, sir? Lamil? Amil? Did I get that right? Okay. I just feel like that you have a Timothy anointing on you. And right now, you're in a season of preparation. So really just trust the Lord to really add to your life. This is an add to time for someone who's got a call to teach, a call to share the gospel. Ask the Lord, maybe you're in a mentoring situation right now, but I just see you really as a mentor receiving God's training, and just to know that God's got an awesome call. I feel like that you're one that walks in a high standard, and the Lord's going to use that to give you the grace to really teach with excellence, to break the word apart, to give out bread with excellence. So I want to just bless you as a Timothy.
Dale, right here. Want to wave, Dale? Hey, Dale. I have Psalm 61, 4 and 5 for you. And it's, I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you have heard my vows, O God. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. I feel like you're coming out of a season where it was a really dry place. And I saw you like try to put a shovel in the ground and it wouldn't go. And you're like, man, Lord, what is going on? This ground looks like it should come into that place. But I feel like all of a sudden I saw you grab a different shovel, and it was a golden one, and you put it in the ground, and it went in real easily. And I saw you putting, you were digging these holes, and all of a sudden there was these poles, and there was this wall. And all of a sudden you looked and there was this wall around you. And I feel like you're coming into a season of really feeling the Lord fight for you and really feel his protection. On every side, you're walled in on the protection of the Lord. And that verse about that you have the heritage of those who fear your name, I feel like you have a greater influence than I think that you give yourself credit for. And I think there's a lot of fruit in your life of those who who fear the Lord. And I feel like the Lord is going to pull back the veil a little bit in the next season and let you see the fruit of that, that you didn't think that there was fruit. But I think you're coming into a season where the Lord's going to give you a sneak peek at the fruit of your labors, of those who fear the Lord because of the fruit in your life. Amen? Amen.
Seventh row back. Second man in on from the left by the man in the striped jacket with the polo shirt. Yes. And your name is? Mike. Wow. So God has given you, he's given you a voice. I feel like you've been one who has tried to hide in the background. Quiet. Anyway, so I see you as a one who really tries to keep yourself in line, keep yourself well hidden, and that things will go well for you. But the Lord says, I'm bringing you to the forefront. I want you to stand in the gap on behalf of your brothers and sisters in Christ, that God is calling you into a new place, and it's a new face. He gives us each many gifts and talents. I feel like that there are many that is laying dormant within you, that you've felt like you're not one who can shine. And the Lord says, take that bushel off. You are a light for me, a light that shines in the darkness. And it can, it's, you're like that city that's set on a hill that cannot be hidden. And the Lord wants to shine forth his glory through you. You have the word. I feel like the word is even in your mouth, that the Lord has. He's given you a voice that will speak. Even as he speaks, that you will be a voice for him, speaking a word of counsel to this one, a word of exhortation to another, a word of encouragement to the one who is downtrodden, a word of wisdom to the one who feels separate from and separated from even his fellow man, is isolated by the enemy. And the Lord has given you the wisdom, the courage, the boldness, and the light and the truth to speak forth, just as we sang tonight about breaking forth. You're one who will break forth into the lives, permeate that hard, maybe, hardened shell, hardened mind, and it'll break in and break open and bring light and deliverance to those that God has called you to speak to.
Okay. The lady over here by the wall, right there, all by yourself. What's your name, ma'am? Sharon? Sherry. Okay, Sherry. All right, Sherry, I heard the Lord say, I saw a picture of a fence, and I sense that you're faced with a choice. And I heard the Lord saying, what do you have to lose? Okay. And I heard him say, daughter, it's going to cost you everything, but it's worth it. And I just heard the Lord saying, daughter, if you will trust me in this, if you will blindly follow me, it's like you don't even get any hints or any little secrets about what it is. But I just really feel the Lord is saying, come follow me. Let me take you on an adventure. Let me take you to a place that will knock your socks off, okay? I just really sense that there's just this gift inside that's been bubbling, and you're looking for direction on, guidance on, God, how do I express this? How do I let this out? How do I use this? And I just see your heart is just all in it for God. You just want to give him whatever it takes. And I just hear God say, it'll be worth it. Okay, you won't be disappointed. but it's going to cost you everything. I hear God saying, you don't have to do it, but you can if you want to. Okay? And he's not going to hold it against you if you don't. But I just really feel that God is saying, come with me. Let me show you step by step what I want to do through you. Because you have a tender, humble heart that I can use, says the Lord. I see your heart. I know where it's at. But it's going to cost you everything.
Mike, I just wanted to add, when Teresa was talking to you, study Ezekiel. Know Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel. Know about Ezekiel. Know about the anointing of Ezekiel. But the lady with the little scarf hat thing on your head. Yeah, you. What's your name?
Vicky.
Vicky, I saw you earlier tonight when you're walking in, and I just sensed like you have this like boldness about you that's pretty incredible. And it can be taken maybe, you know, different than what you intend at times. But I really hear like wandering. You're in this wandering place. You're in this place, and I sense, you know, you're saying to God, what am I doing here? Why am I here? I do not belong here. What am I doing here? But the Lord says, I got a purpose and a plan for you, Vicky. I'm calling you out to something that you'd never actually ever thought of before. I'm bringing you into a deeper understanding of who I am, a deeper understanding of who you are, and who you are in Him. And He says, you know, daughter, don't give up. Don't look at yourself like others look at you. Don't believe what others have said about you. Because there's incredible giftings. There's an incredible love. There's an incredible inheritance for you. And He's wanting you to come into that inheritance. So just surrender. Just surrender.
Amen. Amen. Gentleman in the front row with the red and white plaid shirt. What's your name, sir?
Jimmy.
Jimmy, when we were worshiping earlier tonight, I saw you in my peripheral vision, and I know you have a testimony because the Lord told me that you have fought death and God won. And I was like, wow, God, that's intense. And I looked at your face, and there was complete joy. And I actually saw the light of God beaming off your cheeks. And when I prayed about that, and I prayed specifically about you, I felt like the Lord was saying that you have wrestled and that death has been so near you, but that God was closer. And so that you have now this gift to tell other people when they're struggling, death, go. And it's just that easy. There's no struggle. There's no, you know, getting your big finger out and shaking it. The authority is already in you because God rescued you first. And so just walk in it and just be confident in it that you are a child of God, that you were plucked from the pit, and that God is now crowning you with everlasting life in Jesus' name.
Guy in the very back in the black shirt and the gray beard. What's your name? Yes. Michael. Michael, I just saw at first like a kid just playing around in the water, just splashing around, and you're kind of going deeper and deeper in the water, and then you kind of stop and look around and make sure anyone's looking, and then you keep going deeper and deeper. And I see that's some of the gifts that the Lord has for you, to go deeper in the gifts that He has for you, and I kind of see a tool belt going around your waist, and the Lord's putting certain tools in your tool belt, and that's usually the gifts that you've been asking for. that you've been waiting and saying, Lord, when is it time to use these gifts? And then you're just kind of waiting and waiting and waiting. I see the Lord grabbing tools off the shelf, putting them in your tool belt, and you're saying, okay, Lord, when is the time? The Lord is saying, now is the time to release your gifts. Now is the time to stand up and use your gifts. I see a healing gift on you that you love to pray for certain ones, and you keep pressing in and keep pressing in, and you're saying, nothing's happening, nothing's happening. But in the back, the Lord is saying, keep pressing in, keep pressing in. The gift is being released to you, Michael, today. The gift is being released. You're going to start being, deliverance is going to be told through you when you pray, when you preach. And I see a teacher on you and a preacher, that there's a word on you that you've been waiting to release. The Lord is releasing that word inside of you even now. That the Lord is saying, now is the time, Michael, to stand up and preach the word of God.
This is for you, Marlo. One of the things I saw earlier is that this is a new season for you. This is a new season. You're headed into a new season. It's a season of, so I hear the word springtime, the time when new growth comes and that's the things are fresh and green. The reign of the Lord has come. I see the glory of the Lord being risen upon you. I see you as you've pressed in all these years that the Lord hears the cry of your heart and deliverance. I don't know what that means. And it means deliverance is of the Lord. The Lord says he has you in the palm of his hand. You are a mighty warrior in his sight. You are a no compromise person, one who stands for truth and lets the darkness fall because it has no place. You give it no space, and the Lord is delighted with your heart. So make way, make room, for the increase of God is at hand in your life.
Team, why don't you guys go down here? We're gonna line up for individual ministry. We have voice recorders. You can come up if you have your own recording device. I just want to say that the section that we just did, the stage ministry, that ends up on our podcast. You can get that from voiceministries.com or you can get it from iTunes. And usually about within a week or so, we'll have that posted. So that's why we ask the name, so that you can hear your name and then you can go ahead and access that. And for this part here, we're all going to be up here. You can come on up. But we ask that you not double dip. So if you come to Amy, I don't really like that word. I'm going to sneak over here and get my that was too hard for me. I think I'll go get an easier word from Stan. So so we ask that you just come to one person in line. And then, we'll do that. So you guys can come on up at this time.